Well, hi there. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. I'm here with Eric Heckman, and we welcome you to Wealth Creator Radio. How are you doing today, Eric?
Doing great.
You can call or text Eric with any question that you might have, or if you'd like to set up that complimentary session with Eric, he's offering you a blueprint to worryless wealth. It's complimentary. So here's that number, 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. That's the number to call. And when we think about retirement, we all dream of having a comfortable retirement and one where we can do what we want, really just live the way we want. We don't want to worry about money. We don't want to worry about running out of money, right? Nobody wants any stress like that. You don't want to wake up one day and realize, oh dear, I'm out of money. I'm 80 and I'm still healthy and I'm going to probably live a long time and I'm out of money. Right, Eric?
Yeah, well, that's exactly the subject of today's show. We're, you know, the lies that we tell ourselves really damage our retirement. So what we need to talk about is what are these self-deceptions are, what, you know, really how to avoid them, because that's really what you want to really know ahead of time is, you know, if you're kind of selling something to yourself and it's not right, well, you know, at some point you got to face a little bit reality. So that's what we want to go over today.
So let's talk about overconfidence, because it can be a big problem, right?
Yeah. When it comes to proper planning for retirement, you need to be really cautious and careful. You know, so obviously being overconfident would be the opposite direction of that. And, you know, if you think you're going to have adequate savings or, you know, acceptable level of retirement income, you know, don't just believe it, you know, be sure of it, you know, make sure there's a test, make sure you've actually, you know, really proven this to actually work for you in your situation. So, you know, if you think you can wait to start saving for retirement, you know, check out how that's doing, you know, how's that going to affect you long term? You know, if you aren't making enough interest, but you think you can, you know, make it up somehow by just working longer, you know, that may not happen, you know, but there are ways to actually earn more interest today. So that might be the better solution. You know, in short, it's really time to quit assuming everything's going to be okay and really develop a plan that says, you know, this will actually be okay. And I mean, that's one of the first things we always do when we're meeting with somebody here in our office is, you know, we first go over, you know, okay, what's a process we call discovery, where we just really look at, you know, what are you doing today? Where's your money going today? How's it growing? How's it, you know, earning interest? What types of tax ramifications are there? And then we come up with some strategies and we say, okay, if you run this money out to retirement, this is the income that you're going to be able to live on. And is that going to be long enough to last, or is there going to be a point where it runs out? And, you know, obviously you want to know that ahead of time. And then, you know, we're going to talk about then investments, not first investments. Most people in my business, unfortunately, talk about investments first and then they talk about the income. And really, you got to have the income plan. Then that dictates what the investments are. We got to look at the taxes. And then we have to look at things like healthcare, legacy, and wrap that all up into one plan that is what we call the blueprint to worryless wealth. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to do, you'd like to have that blueprint to worryless wealth for you and your family, all you have to do is pick up the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or find us online at wealthcreator.com.
Again, you're listening to Eric Heckman. He's founder of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. And this is Wealth Creator Radio. Eric is a certified financial planner. He's also a chartered financial consultant, so he can help you with all the questions that you're having, anything that you're facing in retirement today. So also, I want to give you Eric's website as well. You can log on to wealthcreator.com. All right. Again, wealthcreator.com. So, Eric, you were talking a moment ago about the deceptions that we can fall prey to in retirement. What would be some tips to help us get started?
Well, the first one to be sure is, you know, when you think about your target date. So, I'm asking most people, you know, who haven't retired yet, when do you want to retire? And lots of times, you know, you get a lot of different answers. I find the younger you are, the sooner it is. Right. So, you know, if you're in 20s or 30s, oh, 55 easily. Some 40s, maybe it's, you know, 55 to 60. 50s, it's usually 60, 65.
Or 70.
Right.
My husband and I.
So, you know, but, you know, if you're 55 today, you know, you set the high bar goal to be as low as 62, but maybe the lower one at 70. And really what you got to think about is what's the income needs in retirement you're going to need to have. So, you know, to do this best, you know, set that date, then look at how your spending is now, and then try to figure out what that would be in the future. Now, with our software and the way we do it, you know, we just use your today's spending, and ideally, I'll always try to get at least what's your take home pay today, you know, minus off some stuff that, you know, may not be happening when you're, you know, retired. So maybe kids will be gone or other things like that. But, you know, really what you want to do is figure out that spending that you need to have and see if you've saved enough.
All right. So we need to figure out what our basic needs are going to be. What else do we need to determine?
Well, you need to determine how that monthly income needs are going to change. You know, whatever your expense or income figure you come up with isn't going to be constant at all. I mean, it's going to be, you know, always changing. So, you know, things like tax law changes or insurance going up, inflation, just those are just the, you know, main things. But, you know, also the spending throughout retirement really isn't, it's not a level thing. So, you know, that's the part I find a lot of people really mess up on is, you know, you've done all this dreaming and thinking and anticipating about retirement for all these years. Well, when you first get there, you're going to want to go off and do some fun stuff, right? So it's going to be probably more expensive than not. So you're going to be probably doing a lot of your trips. You're going to be probably doing a lot of the, you know, going to see grandkids maybe by then or other things. And, you know, a lot of times that costs money if you're traveling a lot. And, you know, maybe you're doing some of the more expensive stuff. You know, you're doing that river cruise in Europe, or you're doing the Machu Picchu trip or the African safari, whatever those trips are, whatever those bucket list items are. You know, when you're going through those, that's going to cost you more. And then what happens is after about 5-10 years, I find most people, you know, maybe they bought the RV, did the traveling, sold the RV, you know, and now they're just doing easier trips or something. And so, you know, your spending kind of calms down. But in the first 5 to 10 years, you have to normally have just not just your normal monthly income, but you also have to have some vacation budget, some fun money. That's going to be probably a lot higher than you've ever spent before. And then, you know when that's going to calm down. And then, of course, later in life, then that's when healthcare and other issues may, you know, increase your spending. So, you know, when you're talking about this monthly income goal and this number you need, you know, it definitely won't be a constant number. It will be changing over time. But really, what you have to do is add in that fun stuff that you want to do early on. And then what you want to do is also maybe later in life, maybe that will flip over to healthcare or other issues. You know, so just when you're doing that planning, you really just want to have all these numbers kind of in one cohesive plan. So that's one of the problems that I find most people aren't doing is they're not really going through that.
So when you're making this cohesive plan, you have to figure in taxes. You mentioned inflation, you know, things like that. So, and even insurance costs. I mean, we've got to figure some kind of insurance in there, right? Because of the need for healthcare in our latter years. So, you know, what are some of the tax, I mean, just start with taxes. What are some of the tax things that you look at first?
Well, you know, one of the big ones, of course, when you're looking at, you know, how to take your money out in retirement is what types of dollars are they in right now? Now, one really big problem I find a lot of people nowadays are doing is they're putting 100% of all their money in the 401ks and IRAs. And then you hit retirement, you got no tax planning. Because 100% of everything you have is all taxable income. So once we have that one cohesive plan, that's when we can actually, you know, get you to that blueprint to worry less wealth, where you're going to have a fun retirement. Not, you know, you're going to have an exciting life, maybe not an exciting portfolio, but at least an exciting retirement. So if that's something you want for you and your family, all you have to do is pick the phone, call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or find us online at wealthcreator.com.
Today we're talking about things we should absolutely do if we want to avoid doing damage to our own retirement. There's a couple of more things to consider. We're going to talk about them next. You won't want to miss it. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle, legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com.
I'm Lou Ann Fulmer with the Retirement News Network. I'm here with Eric Heckman. He is president of Heckman Financial. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio. He's the author of Worry Less Wealth. And in that book, he talks about different ways to get advice. He helps us see any warnings in our own financial planning before trouble even begins. And he teaches us to discover how we can worry less. So if you have any questions to ask Eric, he would love to help you out. You can call or even text him. Here's that telephone number, 408-297-9800. You can create a blueprint to worry less wealth with Eric. All you have to do is give him a call, 408-297-9800. Today we're talking about things that we should do to avoid damaging ourselves in retirement. And the first part of the conversation is to take stock in really where you are in the retirement planning process. So Eric, how do we continue making our assessment?
Well, after we look at the way our needs change in retirement, we need to determine, you know, if our savings can really support those needs. So, yeah, you know, first you have to look at how much you've saved and, you know, how much more time do you have to save additional funds. You know, you need to project, you know, what's the feasibility of this money to be there when you're there at retirement? You know, how much is it going to earn? You know, then what you want to do is go into Social Security and whatever pensions, you know, might bring in. So, you know, one of the things you can do is you can go to ssa.gov, which is Social Security Administration.gov. And there you can create your own account. You can get one of those Social Security statements that, you know, they used to send it to you randomly. Then they kind of went paperless. Now, if you're 61, you're supposed to be getting a paper version. Every once in a while, people younger get them. So I have no idea. And I don't know if they even know, you know, how often they send them. But, you know, so that'd be one thing to look at is, you know, what's that income can be anticipated. You know, and then what's that future portfolio income going to be, you know, when you're actually going to retire? Because, you know, most people when you're in the accumulation phase, your income from your portfolio, when income meaning, you know, your actual yields, how much are you getting in dividends and interest? I find most people's pre-retirement income, you know, type portfolios are usually 1% or maybe a little bit higher. You know, they're really structured more for growth than income. So that's the other issue is, you know, at some point you need to start shifting those assets to income producing assets, not just, you know, appreciation type assets.
All right. Give us the final suggestion you have for us, for those of us who are trying not to harm our own retirement before we even retire.
Well, you know, after you determine your needs, which are, you know, a little less exciting and pretty boring, you know, then what you have to determine is what your wants are, you know, so that's the fun stuff, right? So ask yourself outside of monthly income, what else would you want to be doing in the world? I mean, is that some sort of charitable thing? Is that just hobbies? Is it, you know, seeing people? What is that? You know, are you looking to have a vacation home, the RV, or just traveling more? You know, what are the things outside of your normal income, you know, will you're going to have a kind of higher expense level? So, you know, think of a golfer. I mean, golfers may be wanting to golf in all sorts of different courses all over. Well, how much is that going to cost? You know, so it depends on what that hobby is. It depends on whatever that goal or that dream is. So, you know, really what you want to do is figure this all out. Sit down, look at where everything's at, look at where that money's going. And really the first and foremost you got to have is an income plan, a written income plan that covers all the needs and the wants all together. Then what you want to do is then you can finally then start doing the investment plan. That's not the thing that comes first. It comes second. And then move on to taxes. How do the taxes affect the income and the investments? And then lastly, you want to look at healthcare and legacy planning. And if you roll that all into one plan, that's the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's what we can build for you and for your family. So if you want to have an exciting life, but maybe not as quite as exciting portfolio, then that's what you want, is you want that blueprint to worry less wealth. So all you have to do is pick up the phone and call or text. If you're one of the first 10 callers today, there's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is pick up the phone. If you saved at least $250,000 for retirement, we'll go through this whole process for you. Again, no cost or obligation, 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800 or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
He is founder and president of Heckman Financial, where they focus on lifetime income, alternative investments, and creating your blueprint to worry less wealth. So check him out on their website. Their website is wealthcreator.com. You can find out some great information there about Eric and his team, wealthcreator.com. We obviously don't want to fall victim to some of the mistakes that we can make along the way. So Eric, if you could give us an example of a lie that we shouldn't be telling ourselves.
Yeah, probably the biggest one that almost probably all Americans have said to themselves at some point is, yeah, I can't afford to save now, so I'll get serious about it later. And, you know, that's just one of those things that just doesn't work. And, you know, no matter what you're doing, give me a break. There's places where you can save some money. You know, there, you know, it's like, oh, I can't save anything, but, you know, I just have the latest phone and I just came back from Starbucks and I just, you know, it's like, really? Yeah, you've got ways to save money. And so really what you want to do is, first and foremost, is, you know, you want to be figuring out how much are you saving now. If you've done these numbers and run these numbers out and it's not coming out very nice, okay, then you start needing to say, okay, where in our budget can we go through and try to catch up? Now, I mean, in reality, of course, a lot of people maybe were trying to save a bunch, but the housing downturn and this, you know, 2008 crash may have hurt them a lot. They may have been out of work for a while, had to use up some of their savings. You know, so that those things do happen. And so lots of times these life circumstances can, you know, put off, you know, having you be able to save some money. But really, then that means you may need to put off some of your retirement goals. Or what you have to do is figure out, how can I cut back massively right now? I mean, do I need to be going to the movies that much? Or do I need to be doing, you know, this or that much? Because, you know, you can easily just go through, you know, just look at your spending for last month and you know, look at all those little things that, you know, maybe they're $3 or $5 or $10, but, you know, you do that several times a week and all of a sudden you've got several hundred dollars a month that's going out and stuff that you don't really need to be doing. So, you know, that'd be one of the ways to really look at, you know, how you're at, you know, where you're going and, you know, how's this going to look down the road. And, you know, I mean, if a 50-year-old wants to retire at 65 and they only have $100,000, you know, saved up, you know, let's say he's putting like $5,000 a year in his 401k, well, at a 5% interest rate, and then he would have had only $315,000. Now, had he been able to, you know, max out his 401k at age 50, putting more like $20,000 a, you know, year away, which actually is 24 is the max, but it only if we're doing just $20,000, you know, he'd have $639,000. So it's almost a little bit more than double by just putting away that extra $15,000 a year. And, you know, so these are these little things that you can do that make a huge difference at the other end of the spectrum. So your future self should be really happy about your past self. And that's one of the easy ways to do that is fixing that by, you know, putting that little bit more money away, maybe not going on that extra trip or doing something or cutting back some way. But, you know, these are ways that you can really save more and have a lot more for yourself.
So what would be another lie that we tell ourselves?
Well, you know, if I'm behind, I can just, you know, make more money to catch up. And this one's probably super dangerous right now, you know, because right now, you know, being in this business for over 25 years now, you know, I've seen this come and go so many times, you know, of course, the dot-com days, you know, especially in Silicon Valley here were crazy. And you know, everybody was making 20, 30, 40% and, you know, it felt like normal. And then, of course, dot-com crash. And then, of course, we had the mid-2000s where we had a nice run-up. And then, you know, 08, 09. Now, all of a sudden, we're in this other huge run-up. And, you know, it people just say, oh, well, hey, I'll just put it all in Apple and it'll be guaranteed to be, you know, great. And that's not the case always. So, you know, that's one of those things that people start doing is they'll just say, hey, well, you know, if I'm not going to be able to make it at earning 5%, I'll just make 8%. Well, if it's that easy, why weren't you already doing it, first of all? And so that's one big problem, you know, and also that doubling down, that thing where, you know, you say, let's put it all on double zero on the roulette wheel. I mean, that's just crazy stuff. But that's what a lot of people do is they just say, hey, I'm not making as much. So I used to be conservative or, you know, more moderate. Now I'm just going to be super aggressive in my investments and now I'll do fine. Have some money that's guaranteed. Have some money that's going to not be able to lose money, that's going to be there for you, but it's earning better rates than bonds. There are options like that. If you would like to do that, all you have to be was one of the first 10 callers today. Yes, you have to pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800, or go online to wealthcreator.com.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Eric, of course, is president of Heckman Financial, where their mission is to get you to and through a worryless wealth retirement. Their strategies are going to help you in minimizing your fees and lowering your tax costs. Call or text them for your portfolio stress test. It's 408-297-9800. If you want Eric to be your financial hero, call or text 408-297-9800. Today, we're talking about lies that we tell ourselves that can harm our retirement. And before the break, we were talking about playing catch up with our investments. So, Eric, go ahead and share some statistics with us.
Yeah, well, over the last 100 years plus, the long-term average of, on the U.S. large company stocks has been about 10% before inflation and 7% after. And so, according to Morningstar, if you just take your money, you can put it all in there and you might be able to get that return. But, the harder part is when you look at that same stats and you look at that at like a 10-year rolling average, it actually goes down to about 8%. So that those 10% numbers are just some random years that have gotten to be huge and really jump up your returns. And of course, it depends on the timing, right? So if you retired, say, January 1st of 2008, you don't care about the long-term average of the stock market being 10% because you just lost 40% of your money and you still need to live and you still need to take money out to pay your bills and to, do the things you wanted to do in retirement. So, of course, there's all the sayings like past performance, no guarantee of future and all that type of stuff. But, the other reality is, you're not going to be somebody who's, most of the stats for the stock market go back to like 1927. Well, okay, what's that, 90 years now? So who actually invested back in 1927 is still invested today? Well, let's see, they'd have to be probably about 110. So I don't think that's really happened. But for some dumb reason, we love to still use these silly stats. And, so you really have no control over when the timing of those bull runs are going to be or the bear markets are going to be. You really just pick your time to retire and you hope everything's going to be okay. Well, retiring on hope is, sounds nice, but it's not a very good plan.
Not good reality.
Not a good reality. And so really what you want to do is you want to be able to have some money that's guaranteed to last, that you have some money that can't go away, that, will protect you on those down years. And then you want to have the money in the market where in those up years, you can take that money off. So really, the one stat that people don't have is usually in their retirement is they'll talk about, I have 60, 40 bonds, stocks or something like that. Well, how much guaranteed versus non-guaranteed do you have? I mean, most people I find have 100% non-guaranteed and 0% guaranteed, or maybe they have a tiny bit in savings or something at the bank, but that's about it. So there are other things that you should be looking at. There are other stuff that's paying income that will help you through these ups and downs. And so that's the stuff you really need to be trying to figure out is how to handle this money in retirement a lot better.
What would be another lie that we tell ourselves, Eric?
Well, another one's, I've got a good handle on my money. I don't need to, waste my time with doing any planning or any of those types of things. I'm really good at, managing money because I've made a whole bunch. I mean, right now, lots of times people, they mistakenly think that their investing success has been really based on them. And yes, you may have picked a few good stocks, but did that have anything to do with you at all? Right? So the sad part is Just because you happen to be at the right place at the right time doesn't mean you picked that place at the right, you know, that you did that on purpose,
you're
right?
So smart, yeah.
You know, so a lot of times people think that they did a great job because they did do a good job, because they just, but they don't realize that it was more based on luck.
Yes.
And luck. So, you know, that's the hard part is, so if you're thinking that you know, you've got this all handled, you know, well, maybe you do. Maybe you've been doing great for the last 20, 30 years. You've saved up a lot. I mean, I just recently met with somebody who's, you know, he's a pretty high up executive at a really massively growing high tech company stock right now. And he's literally lost $3 to $5 million two different times in his life. And he's, the crazy part is he's made it back each time, but his wife now refuses to let him handle more than half their money because of that result. And so, you know, has he done great? Yeah, he's done great three different times. He's also done really bad two times. So the nice thing is, so far he hasn't done bad a third time, because now he's getting close to retirement age and he can't afford to do that anymore. So, you know, that's one of those things that you have to look at. And then also the other part, reality of this is, if you think you're so great handling your money, is your spouse able to do the same? And a lot of times people say, well, that doesn't matter, I'm here. Well, you're not going to be here always. And what if you're not here? How are they going to be able to handle that money? What are they going to do with it? And, you know, so that's another reason why a lot of times people need to have somebody else, at least on the backside of saying, hey, our backup plan is to have a financial planner that we've already met with and know. So that way, if something does happen to me, at least, you know, my spouse can go talk to somebody, because they can't handle all this stuff. I mean, I've got some clients that are doing crazy amounts of options and other stuff and doing all this really high-end, you know, strategies and trading that their spouses have no idea what they're even doing or talking about. So, you know, that's one of those realities that you got to watch out for. So, you know, that's one of the things that we do when we're sitting down with people, is we're trying to figure out, you know, how to do that planning, you know, how to save. I mean, you know, if you want to save, how much are you going to have to be putting away? You know, what percentage are you going to have to be earning over that time frame? And, you know, sometimes actually the crazy part too is, a lot of times people say, well, you know, I'll earn, you know, an average of 8, not 6. Well, you put in that 8 and it may extend when you run out of money by 2 years. That's about it. I mean, the rate of return is not as important as how much money you're putting away, actually. So that's the bigger thing that you have to be watching for. And, you know, also the timeline, you know, how early are you saving that money for? So, you know, these are the things that you have to really be looking at and seeing, you know, is that make sense or not? I mean, even if you are somebody who does a lot of this stuff on your own, it's good to have somebody else with a second pair of eyes look at it. So that's one of the things that we do, is we sit down with people, we look at your plan, we come up with a, you know, strategy of, here's where you're going right now. Here are some things that you could fix, some things you can improve on. Here's how you can lower your risk, but actually have more income, have more safety against, you know, down markets. And, you know, if you can do that, then that's when you can have that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's when you can retire with an exciting, fun retirement, but maybe a little less exciting portfolio. So, you know, if that's something you'd like to do, all you have to do is have at least $250,000 saved up for retirement. We'll do this no cost, no obligation. Just be one of the first 10 callers today. You can call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can find us online at wealthcreator.com.
You don't want to kid yourself, because these lies could hurt your chances in retirement. So we're going through this list of lies. What's the next one that we can't afford to tell ourselves, Eric?
Well, this one's one that I've seen, unfortunately, way too much, you know, recently, but if worse comes to worse, I'll just go back to work. Or the other one is, I'll work for so long, I think is actually the kind of the sister of that same phrase. But, you know, and really what happens with this is, you know, first of all, going back to work is really tough, especially in high tech. You know, the people over 60, it's just really tough for them to get a job. I've seen that, you know, numerous times around here with my clients. But, you know, if you want to sit down, you want to really look at this and you want to say, hey, I want to have an income plan. I want to have that investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy all rolled into one, that blueprint to worry less wealth. All you have to do is be one of the first 10 callers at 408-297-9800. Again, you can call or text 408-297-9800. let's develop some strategies. So we'll say, okay, here's what's good and bad. Here's your strengths, your dangers, your opportunities in retirement. Here's some things that you didn't know about your plan, and here's how you can fix them. All you have to do is pick the phone, call, or text 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800, or go online to wealthcreator.com.
Call or text him 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. We've hit on a number of lies that we can't afford to tell ourselves in retirement. There's even one more, and we're going to look at that after the break. Don't miss it. That's coming up next on Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial.
I've never felt better about our prospects for retirement. In one day, Heckman Financial taught us more about our retirement accounts than I ever believed possible. It feels great. After working with us to clarify our individual goals, they built a custom investment strategy for us that laid a smooth path to retirement. Their team of financial experts looked at every angle, legal, tax, investment, accounting, insurance. Then they used a tool called the Riskalyzer to develop a risk tolerance number for us, kind of like a speed limit. When they finished, we understood exactly how to reach our retirement goals. Eric Heckman showed us what we need to do to retire comfortably. Their blueprint to worry less wealth process put everything on one single page. My wife loved that. See what the team at Heckman Financial can do for you. 408-297-9800. Call or text 408-297-9800 or visit wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, California Insurance License 0E89971.
And we're back. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer with the Retirement News Network. I'm talking today with the founder and president of Heckman Financial, Eric Heckman. He's also a well-known speaker and author, and he can provide you with advice to get you to and through retirement with worryless wealth. Call or text him right now. You can create a blueprint to worryless wealth. It's a customized blueprint, no cost, no obligation. Just pick up the phone and call him at 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Today, we're talking about lies that we just can't afford to tell ourselves in retirement. We've gone through several, but there's still one more. So, Eric, tell us what that one is.
Well, the last one there was, you know, that I don't need to worry about helping a family member. And, you know, this can be a really, really big one. Some of the big issues really is, like, I had a client, we'll just call her Sally, and she lived here with her parents fairly close, like a 20-minute drive. Her brother lived on the other side of the country, so you know he wasn't really involved with their care much. But she was in sales, and one of them got sick, so she started helping out a lot more and couldn't do a lot of her sales time. And then they both got sick. And so she was literally paying for full-time care, but also having to be there constantly, just checking on them, doing stuff. Got to the point where she couldn't do her job anymore, and she had to quit. You know, she went through this for about 3 years. She was eating up a lot of her savings. And then, you know, of course, eventually her parents, since they were ill in their 90s, they both did pass away. But then, of course, her brother got half of what they left behind. And, you know, he wasn't really involved in their care. Well, in the meantime, she spent down all her savings. She didn't work for several years, so she wasn't making money. And then, you know, what was left wasn't that much to her. And, you know, she's obviously still has to retire, still has to, you know, figure out how to get by, you know, but now she's in her, right, but now she's in her mid-50s and trying to rebuild and stuff. So, you know, I mean, that's one of the things that can really, you know, that hurts people a lot. Now, obviously, sometimes it can be just your spouse, right? I mean, just if they get ill early on, then, you know, that's probably the biggest really damaging thing to a retirement plan can be is, say, one spouse gets sick, you know, you say you both retire at 66 and one gets sick at age 70 and starts spending $100,000 a year for care, which is, you know, sounds like a lot, but it's actually almost low. You know, I've seen clients where they're doing 10, 15, you know, $10,000 or $11,000 a month. So, you know, that's $120,000, $130,000 a year. And, you know, not for super fancy care either. It sounds like it should be, but it's unfortunately not. And so if that happens for, say, 4 or 5 years, well, there's a $500,000 out the window. And that other spouse, that healthy spouse, may continue to live for another 20, 25 years. But now that $500,000, that revenue that would have created, that income that would have put off, is gone. When the other person, you know, the person who was ill passes away, they lose one Social Security check. So now they've got less assets, less income for the rest of their life. And so, you know, so that can be also another issue. And, you know, the other one that a lot of times people don't really see as much is how much they're having to help the kids. And I think I've talked about this on the show before, but I've got this nurse who retired, and she definitely has some health issues. So her life expectancy is probably not, you know, super, super long. But she, when she retired, she had either a lifetime pension income or a lump sum option. And so she said, well, hey, my health's not super great, so I should take the lump sum. It'll be better. And what did she do instead? She started helping both her daughters do this, do that, do this. And now she spent that whole lifetime pension lump sum in about 3 years after retiring versus having that money. It should have lasted at least, you know, 10, 15, 20 years for her. And so these are the things that, you know, sometimes maybe not even a healthcare issue. Maybe it's just, you know, you're helping your kids, you know, get that house or do whatever, you know, or maybe it's grandkids or whatever it is. But, you know, people don't realize that, you know, there's financial aid for college. You know, there's ways to get by. There's ways to take on debt when you're younger. But there's no financial aid or retirement plan, you know, assistance. You know, it's you know, either you or you, and that's it. And so, you know, that's one of the problems we run into a lot is people don't realize what, you know, what the either these long-term care costs can be, or, you know, just, you know, how much they're given to their family members and how that's going to really affect their bottom line. And, you know, and so that's one of the things that you want to look at is how's this going to plan for your retirement plan, and what can you, you know, help people with, and what should you not be helping them with?
So these little lies that we've been going over today, they're so significant, aren't they, Eric?
Yeah, I mean, any of them can really upend a retirement plan. And you know, that's why you have to do some planning. I mean, you really need to be knowing what's going wrong before it goes wrong, right? So, you know, that's why you've got, you know, that low gas, you know, low fuel light that comes on, right? That tells you, you know, that you're out of gas soon if you don't fill up. So, you know, you should go do something about it. And, you know, could you imagine driving a car that didn't have a fuel gauge and just all of a sudden it just stops on you and you know, you're just dead in the water? Well, I mean, that's what some of these lies we tell ourselves can really lead to. And, you know, you don't want to be dead in the water in retirement. I mean, that's not, you know, if you're working 20, 30, 40 years to have some fun, to do all these things you want to do, and then you just mess it up by not have faith in reality. I mean, that can be really bad. So, you know, that's one of the things that really planning can solve pretty much all these issues. Now, there's no way you can, you know, predict when somebody's going to get ill or when somebody's going to have an issue where they can't work or have a disability or, you know, any of those things, obviously. But you can actually have, a backup plan. I mean, when you're boarding an airplane, that pilot's been trained on all sorts of bad situations and what to do first and how to react. It doesn't mean those things are going to happen, and hopefully none of them happen, especially when you're on the plane, right? So, you know, what you want to do, though, is you do not want to be in a plane where somebody said, oh, I know somebody else has checked this plane. It's got to be good. I'll just fly it. You know, no, you want a pilot that's actually checking to make sure everything's set up right, reading all the gauges, making sure everything's going right before you take off. And this is the same thing. Before you take off into retirement, you got to have all these things checked. You got to make sure all your gauges, all your levels are right. Make sure there is no other issues that are out there. And lots of times, unfortunately, lots of us can't see our own issues that we have. So, you know, that's why we talk about these lies we tell ourselves. You don't tell yourself a lie unless you think you somewhat believe it. And you don't know it's a lie until somebody points it out that, hey, no, that actually doesn't work. And, you know, that's really where a financial professional can help out. That's where we're trained on this type of stuff. We're not going to be trying to be necessarily your best friend or anything, like just agreeing with whatever you say. You know, we're going to say, no, 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 this you're saying this, but that's not reality. I mean, I've had people come in here where they say, oh, I can live on $2,000 or $3,000 a month. And I'm like, well, really? Because right now you're making about $8,000 a month and you seem to not be building up a ton in savings. So, you know, how's that going to be? You know, so sometimes you need that reality check by just talking with somebody else. And so that's what we do here at Heckman Financial. I mean, we sit down with you, find out where you're at right now. Then we figure out, okay, let's go through some strategies. What is that income plan? Let's develop a written income plan. How's that going to look? How's things going to happen if somebody gets ill? What are those contingencies there? Then we're going to look at how should you invest based on those issues of income. And then also, what are the tax ramifications now and in the future? And rolling that all into one plan. Then we also add in the healthcare, the legacy options. And that's when you have that blueprint to worry less wealth. That's when you have an exciting retirement. Maybe not quite as an exciting portfolio, but you get that exciting retirement. So if that's something you'd like to have for you and your family, all you have to do is be one of the first 10 callers today. Pick up the phone and call or text 408-297-9800. Again, call or text 408-297-9800. Or go online to wealthcreator.com.
Again, 408-297-9800. Today on our show, we're looking at lies that we can't afford to tell ourselves in retirement. We've hit on a number of them. We're going to be back to wrap it all up coming up next. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. We'll be right back.
Apart from the turmoil, above it all, people just want to know their assets are protected from market losses, positioned beyond the reach of the next Brexit or the wrong candidate winning the next election. Call Eric Heckman for your personalized blueprint to worry less wealth. Independent advice, proprietary approaches. Eric can help you stay on the path toward an independent retirement. If protection is important to you, get your own blueprint to worry less wealth. Just call or text 408-297-9800. That's 408-297-9800. Don't be caught up in the roller coaster of global events. Be independent with Heckman Financial. Call or text 408-297-9800. Or you can always visit wealthcreator.com. That's wealthcreator.com. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971. Guarantees and protections provided by insurance products are backed by the financial strength of the issuing insurer.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm here with Eric Heckman. Eric is a registered investment advisor and a certified financial planner. And that means he is going to put your interests first. He is going to help you with your retirement by showing you everything out there. And he will help you with a blueprint to worryless wealth for what fits you the best. Here's that telephone number again where you can call Eric. You can set up a complimentary session with him for this Blueprint to Worryless Wealth. The number is 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Well, we're back to wrap up our show. And like I said, we've been talking about things that we really should do to avoid damaging ourselves in retirement. And that's lies. Make sure we don't tell ourselves lies. Now, Eric, our hour is almost up. Any final thoughts for us today as we wrap up our show?
Well, first and foremost, just to kind of summarize the things we went over is, you know, first of all, setting some goals and sticking to them. So figuring out that target retirement date, what's your real monthly income needs are going to be and how they're going to change over time with inflation and spending levels, and see if your savings can actually support those numbers and those goals. So, you know, one of the easiest things to do is just look at your last 12 bank statements, you know, then add up all the withdrawals. You can add back in or subtract back off anything that went to like an investment or savings. But basically, if you look at the last 12 months of bank statement withdrawals, that's how much you spent, you know, divide that by 12 and that's your monthly spending. You know, that's the reality. That's not any, you know, made up numbers. That's what really actually occurred. You can't lie about that. That's, you know, that's real math.
It's fact.
And yes. And so if it's not a number you like, okay, but that's the number you're spending. So that can also help you find maybe some spots for savings. But also, it also gives you a lot more realistic number for retirement. So, you know, then what you have to do is figure out what other lies are you telling yourself, you know, that you're going to try to save more later, you just can't afford it right now. Well, you can always afford it, at least something. And, you know, if I fall behind, I'm just going to make more money somehow. You know, that one's just silly when you even think about it, but that's people say that all the time. And then that they've got such a great handle on their investments, they're doing so well. You know, they don't need to waste time with any real planning or meeting with a financial advisor. Again, well, how do you know that you're doing that well if you don't have any, you know, second party really, you know, checking that work? And then if worse comes to worse, you'll go back to work. Well, you might, if you're not healthy enough to do that, you know, that's a big issue. Or what happens if you end up having to retire early because of health issues? And then lastly, you know, I don't have to worry about helping any family members out. Well, nowadays, I mean, you could be doing either a parent, a child, a grandchild, a spouse. I mean, there's all sorts of people that you may end up having to help out, and that can really hurt your retirement. So, you know, these are things that with planning, you know, you can take care of, but without that planning, you know, you really can't. And so one of the things that you need to do is figure out what's the best way to do all these things. How do you get that income plan? So you need to have a written income plan. You need to have that in writing, you know, with inflation, with all the real numbers. Then you go to investments. Then you go into taxes and healthcare legacy and wrap that all up into one cohesive plan. That's the blueprint to worry less wealth. That's something that we can help you and your family create and live and enjoy. All you have to do is be one of the first 10 callers today at 408-297-9800. Again, 408-297-9800. Or go online to wealthcreator.com. That's all for this week's show. We'll be back next week. And as always, you can find us online at wealthcreator.com and even find podcasts on iTunes. Thanks for joining us.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. California Insurance License 0E89971, IRS Circular 230 Notice. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended or written to be used and cannot be used by any taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein.